Rowan Pollivan is the National Chairman of the South African Zionist Federation. Good morning. How are you? Rowan, good morning. Rowan, I'm not hearing you. Let's see if we can get Rowan back. We don't seem to be able to hear him, but hopefully we will get hold of him in a moment. Let's just try that again. Rowan, good morning. Nope, not able to hear Rowan. Everybody's telling me that he's there, but he really is not. I'd love your thoughts on that. Rowan, let's try that again.
Good morning.
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Great.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what I was doing with those buttons there. So, Rowan, can Israel influence South Africa in a positive way? Not that South Africa actually wants to be influenced in a positive way when it comes to Israel. But that aside, the reality is Israel does have observer status in the AU, despite South Africa stamping their petulant foot. So now what?
So the truth, Howard, is that Israel's relations with Africa are stronger than ever, and they're getting stronger. Israel's position in Africa is very well entrenched. Israel does incredible work on the ground in Africa in terms of providing electricity, providing clean water to African countries. You look at the solar panels that have been installed from Malawi to Tanzania. Even in here in South Africa, the technology, the innovations, the solutions that Israel provides to people on the ground, where our own government has failed the people. I think our government, as you say, should be focusing on their own domestic issues and not lecturing other African states on benefiting from ties with Israel.
Yeah, but yet we are a bit fixated. Does it come from its own desire, its own belief system, or is our government just captured, to use a very, very well used expression, but captured when it comes to Israel or anti-Israel?
I mean, I think it's a combination of factors. The ANC, as you know, has a long historic ties to the Palestinians. The PLO and the ANC were regarded as brothers in arms. They were very connected with Arafat, and that sort of Soviet relationship has continued to this present day. That does not mean that there is a one full position with regard to Israel and the ANC or the South African government, but it is very unfortunate that South Africa puts their ties with Israel to Israel's relations with the Palestinians, or the Palestinians' relations with Israel. And it is time for South Africa to break that, just like India does. India has separate ties with the Palestinians and separate ties with Israel. India has very warm relations with Israel, and South Africa should do the same. It's a very similar concept called de-hyphenation, where South Africa should benefit from Israel without taking any particular position on Israel's position with the Palestinians.
And why indeed should they take any position? This really isn't, you know, they don't take a position with regard to the people of Cuba. They don't take a position with regard to China or those that are being hanged in Iran for speaking out against government. Why have they chosen this country to take a position on?
As you say, it's extremely hypocritical for South Africa to obsess with Israel. And also it solves a lot of domestic issues here. As you say, there are pockets within the ANC that have been captured by the BDS movement up to the very highest levels of the ANC. The acting Secretary General, Jesse Duarte, you might recall in May, was standing outside the Israeli embassy in Pretoria, scolding BDS members for going home and drinking Jacob's coffee, as you might recall that incident.
Yes, Jacob's coffee, that famous Israeli brand made in Germany since 1880 or something.
Exactly, and this is the problem, that South Africa is, you know, trying to speak to certain pockets in the domestic arena, trying to win favor, trying to deflect attention from other local issues. But unfortunately, what is actually happening is that Israel is building incredible ties across Africa regardless of that. And other countries are benefiting, and we unfortunately are losing out. Even Zimbabwe on our very doorstep is warming ties with Israel. Malawi is going to be opening an embassy in Jerusalem. In the last week, we saw commercial direct flights between Israel and Morocco. In the last year, incredibly open relations between Morocco and Sudan. and Israel. So historic foes turn to friends. So these are the facts on the ground. South Africa can either take a positive position and work with other African states, or miss out, in my opinion, on all these benefits.
Yeah, but yet we do continue. Well, do we actually? Because from a lot of what I understand, despite government's protestations, there is still very good trade and cooperation on the ground between Israel and South Africa.
There is. On the ground, there is a lot of work being done between South African companies and Israel. Israel is still providing amazing innovative technology in terms of solar panel, electricity, water solutions, agriculture, cybersecurity. There's so much remarkable work happening in South Africa. We are benefiting every single day from Israeli technology, from our tomatoes to our transactions to the communication technology we use to our billing systems, everything. So this might, as you say, be some political rhetoric on the part of the South African government, but the actual work on the ground continues, and it's only growing, in my opinion.
Is there a way, or what is needed, rather, to change this? Because South Africa seems to be entrenching themselves, almost like a lager, in this type of approach, and they're becoming more and more isolated as the rest of the world moves on from it, celebrates peace in the Middle East between Israel and many of the countries around. South Africa refuses to even applaud that sort of thing. They're refusing to be part of a discussion around peace and around the way forward. So they're effectively isolating themselves in this regard. Is there something that can help to change this?
So I believe a paradigm shift is needed within the ruling party. As I said earlier, a paradigm shift to actually see how this country can benefit from relations with Israel, how we can solve our own problems in terms of poverty, in terms of access to sanitation and electricity and all the basic needs that we have in this country that Israel can provide. It requires a paradigm shift to say that actually Israel should be our friend. We can actually see how Israel is benefiting our neighbors. Israel is benefiting the rest of the world. And we simply need to change our mindset to benefit from that. But unfortunately, what we are seeing is that our government is cutting its nose to spite its face. And the only country losing out in this whole equation, unfortunately, is South Africa. And so it requires a completely change of mentality here.